The Galgbacken in Hammarby Hogsden was a gallows hill and Stockholm's largest and last public execution site. The actual gallows were located in the northern part of Hammarby Hogsden on a small hill just south of Kalmgatan. Below the hill, at today's Sollentuna, was the execution site where stones mark the location. It was here that Stockholm's last public execution took place. The gallows in Hammarby Hogsden are depicted on Gillis Schroeder's map dated 1689. And on Georg Biermann's map from the 1750s, it is labelled Hammarby and Golgen. Previously, the execution site had been located since the 1500s at Stigbage on Södermalm, but in the 1600s, it was moved outside the city limits. The condemned were then taken to Galgbacken along Gotha Road, now Jutgatan, and they were said to have been given a last drink at Kalaren Hamburg, which was located at the corner of Jutgatan and Folkungagatan. On January 16, 1771, the thief Jacob Guntlach, born in 1744, was executed by hanging on the gallows hill. Galgbacken was not only used for hangings. Another historically known individual who ended his life at Hammarby's gallows hill in 1792 was Jacob Johan Ankarström, the assassin of Gustav III, who was executed by beheading. Others who lost their lives here were Baron von Gortz and the priest Peter Brenner on June 4, 1720. The actual executions were carried out by the city's executioner. The last hanging took place in 1818, and the last public execution in Stockholm occurred in 1862 when the guardsman Per Victor Goethe was beheaded as punishment for the rape and murder of shopkeeper Anna Sophia Fussberg. The execution itself was performed by Stockholm's official executioner, Johan Fredrik Hjort, and was witnessed by over 4,000 people. It is said that construction workers found skeletal remains at Galgbacken when the residential area of Hammarby Hogsden was built in the 1930s, which they were forced to keep quiet about so as not to scare away the new tenants. Until the mid-1980s, there was also a small cross street to Kalmgatan called Galgbacken that led to the hill where Galgbacken once stood. From there, one has a panoramic view of the city.